The extent of competition is extensive. Government figures indicate that about two-thirds of the population, or 200,000 people, have been affected in the Maldives. The population is approaching 300,000. Two-thirds have been affected. About 100,000 have been severely affected in terms of losing dwellings or becoming homeless as a result. There are grave concerns about the food supply and about the water supply in the outlying islands. The invading seawater as a result of the tsunami has compromised, contaminated the underground water in many of the islands.
So by the United Nations reckoning, what is the most pressing problem? Rebuilding the people's homes, getting fresh water to them, or trying to prevent the outbreak of disease?
At this point in time, it is delivering supplies of water, of food, of medicines, of shelter. But to do so, the binding constraint, the pressing bottleneck, is transportation logistics. There is an immediate need for sea and air transportation. The government and the public has provided supplies, food supplies by the government, food supplies and water donated by the private sector, by civil society. But the major challenge currently is to get it to those who desperately need it.
North Sarade in the Maldives, or further east in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, 3,000 people are dead, and 30,000 remain missing. The islands are administered by India, although the Andamans are closer geographically to Burma, and the Nicobars to the Indonesian island of Sumatra, the epicenter of the earthquake. So warning time would have been short, and the impact of the wave massive. It's 23:16 GMT. You're listening to The World Today from the BBC World Service with James Rogers and Owen Jordan. The main story here is the terrible toll from the tidal waves triggered by Sunday's undersea earthquake in the Indian Ocean. 23,000 is the number of people thought to have died, but virtually everyone involved in disaster relief in the area expected to be much worse than that.